letting us come, or letting me come. This, you haven't met my wife. This is Sarah. I've been here a couple of Wednesday nights and enjoyed the fellowship here. It's a nice, sweet fellowship you have. We're just going to share a little bit about our mission trip to Nicaragua. We actually have a video, too, we'll show you in just a little while. We're both from South Alabama. I'm from small town Thomasville, Alabama. She's from Jackson, Alabama. It's about an hour north of Mobile, so deep south. We're kind of from the Gulf Coast area. We've been born and raised, both of us kind of in that area. We're both seminary students here. We moved here in January 2008 for me to study my MDiv, and then as she was here her first year, she decided that she also wanted to pursue a master's degree. So, what? In 2009, what did I say? We came in 2009. That year, she decided she wanted to pursue a Master of Arts in Biblical Counseling. She may tell you a little bit more about that, kind of her vision for what she wants to do and how she wants to minister to women as she continues on in her ministry. But we just returned from Nicaragua about 2 weeks ago. Nicaragua is a small country in Central America, if you're familiar with the area. You got Honduras and Nicaragua. They're kind of joined together. And we went with a group called Baptist Medical and Dental Mission International, BMDMI for short. And they have, for years, been sending teams from the U.S. to go down and they do short-term missions. And while they're there, they will basically evangelize and also minister to people's physical needs. A lot of times, these people have never seen a doctor. They may go their entire life. A little shorter than it is here, just for that simple reason. They can't get aspirin. They can't get Tylenol. They can't get, they can't get medicine for high blood pressure. They can't get medicine for, just a cough. And so there's little elements that, will obviously affect them long term. BMDMI, though, they're a mission organization based out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And again, the first time I went was in 2003. And so this is my fourth trip. It was her seventh trip. Her father has been meeting since 1996. 96 was his first trip. And then he decided that he wanted to start leading teams from South Alabama. And now it is expanded. It is expanded out so big, just the impact of that small group that started. The teams grew overwhelmingly large, and now they've broken out in other teams. There's one team, you may talk about this a little more later on, but there's one team that's based out of Jackson, Alabama. Another, which is another small town just outside of Jackson, she kind of branched away, and they were in need of some other help. They were a much smaller team, so Sarah and I decided to go with them this year. And then also, there have been people from Kentucky who have gone. There's several people from Louisville who just through the years have kind of met people and become interested in what the work BMDMI is using and what they're doing. And so there are people from Elizabethtown. There's actually a group that's potentially... they've been praying about it. They want to start leading a team, and they live just outside of Hardin. They're in Hardin, Kentucky, right? They're in Hardin, Kentucky. And so they are praying about it and just trying to discern the will of the Lord to whether or not they should start taking a team. All of that's kind of branched out from my father-in-law's team. To a small village called Canyalipe. Countries donated a lot of money. team is comprised of about 40 people from Alabama, from Oklahoma, from Kentucky, from met them, and the Lord just definitely opened the door for me. Everybody on the team raises the support. And through to go to Nicaragua and learn to love those people. And those people